This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
How much work are you getting done over there? Not much. On average, in the winter, productivity fell by the most since 1947, despite all the help from these machines. Tomorrow, we'll hear about the spring, and yes, it matters. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Labor productivity boils down to how much a worker can produce in a given period of time.
What's the amount of output per hour? So if you're in a coffee shop, thinking about, you know, how many cups of coffee the person can sell.
That's Betsy Stevenson, economics professor at the University of Michigan. She says improving technology can improve that output per hour. A more efficient coffee maker might churn cups out faster. And when improvements like that spread across the whole economy, it can really improve our living standards.
I could choose to have a lot more leisure because I could do all my work twice as fast. Or I could choose to work more and earn more money so that I could buy more stuff.
But productivity is also affected by other factors. It might look higher if companies lay a bunch of people off. Productivity falls if consumers spend less.
Productivity growth can be really volatile on a quarter-to-quarter basis.
Economist Michael Puglisi at Wells Fargo says we shouldn't read too much into one quarter's productivity, especially right now, because the economic picture is really cloudy.
Where you look at the employment numbers over the first half of the year, and they're really robust. But you look at other metrics like the output GDP measures, and those are really poor. And to some extent, that's in conflict with each other.
And since economic output fell in the second quarter while employment rose, Harvard economics professor Jason Furman says it's likely that productivity dropped again.
What concerns me more is that the overall trend for the last 2.5 years has been quite weak.
Furman says that could be because COVID has caused more people to take time off work. That drags productivity down. And?
Businesses spent 1.5 years focused on how to improve the health of their workplaces for their workers and for their customers. Some of that may have come at the expense of product innovation.
In other words, Furman says there are plenty of reasons to think the pandemic may have done lasting damage to the country's productivity. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.